Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another week, another great weekend. I had the pleasure of going to Mississippi, the Big Clark Grudge Inc. and Gadgets race. We headed to Fat Tuesday, but it got rained out, but all in all, had a good time down at Big Clark and Gadgets and Grudge Inc. show down in Lena, Mississippi. Got caught in a little small tornado. Kind of slow some things down, cause the races to be canceled. Hey, that happens. It can't change what Mother Nature has in store. All in all, it was a great weekend. Grudge Inc. had a very nice banquet. The first annual Grudge Inc. banquet turned out pretty nice. Had a good time down there. A lot went on. Met a lot of people from all over. That's the great thing about being a part of the Grudge Inc. organization, and what Grudge Inc. stands for is bringing all, when I say all grudge races together and trying to get everybody to understand it's just a platform. It doesn't change who you are, what team you with, and who you represent. Grudge Inc. is just an umbrella for all grudge races. And we've seen it this weekend in Hattiesburg at the banquet. What a good time and a lot of people. A lot of awards were given out. And I just want to thank Grudge Inc. for giving this opportunity. Texas did have the privilege to win Track of the Year. And that Track of the Year award went to Houston Motorsports Park, Houston, Texas. So, hey, for all Houston, Texas fellas, We're going to aim to continue to do what we do. As you know, Atomic Dog got another big show coming up down there April 6th. And we shooting to try to make it bigger and better. So thanks, HMP, Grudge Inc., for the award for that track. Also, Texas Grudge Racer of the Year Award also went to Tony Thorne. I want to congratulate Tony Thorne for doing what he do in the House of Fast Cars down there in Dallas, Texas. Keep doing what you do. And we all want to continue to step our game up and maybe be somebody next year. And I want to say we all have to continue to work together in this Grudge game and keep doing what we do. So I just want to put that out there. I also want to make note, following that April 6th, and if anybody, before I get too far, if anybody out there, after I get through speaking, have an upcoming event, which I know we have some in March, we have some in April and May, you can come on and talk about your event. Everyone use this platform to come on and speak about their event.
Hey, Tracy.
Okay, dog, how's it going?
Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, dog. Let me kind of finish this here real quick. Yes, I want to mention that what we're creating right now is a organization called the World Grudge Nationals, something that hadn't been done with grudge racing, where we have a lot of grudge races. Right now, we have some of the biggest names in grudge racing that's coming together to put on one mega grudge fest, and it's going to start out in Rockingham, North Carolina. And that's we're shooting for 25-member team. We might only have one or two spots left, but this is going to be a mega event. And just to let the people know, Texas have three teams coming. That's Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing. That's Matt Jones and Jeff and Tony Thorne with the Jekyll High team. And that's Roy James and Twins and Performance with Tree Man and Big Darrell, their team. And that's big. We're going to be joining forces with other teams around the country. And it's going to go down July the 5th and 6th. So people want to stay tuned. Keep your mind. Start making your plans. There's going to be a big one. So before we get into that, I'm going to talk about the nice topic a little bit. I'm going to say a few things. Well, actually, I had Dog on. I'm going to let Dog come and set the stage for it. But before they come on, Dog, just hold back. I want anyone that had a race this weekend, I got an event that want to come up right now and speak on it before we get into the topic. And tonight's topic will be about something that I haven't seen happen before. And it probably will happen again, more chances than one. People believe in different things, and that's on the nice topic about in a grudge race. If someone crosses the center line or touches the center line and someone wrecks, but it remains in a lane in a grudge weight race, the guy that crosses back over and makes it to the finish line, or he touches the center line and stays in his lane and turns the light on in one car wreck in a grudge race, who win? Now, we're not going to go off into that right now. I'm going to give a couple of minutes for guys. If you got something you want to say about your race, you say that, and we're going to come back, and we're going to let Willie Dog, the infamous Willie Dog, come on and set the stage about tonight's topic. Before we do that, Sharon, who we got that's on and want to talk about their race right quick, or their upcoming race right quick?
I will open up this mic and see. 770-6167, your mic is open.
How you doing, Tommy Douglas? Walter, man.
What's up, Walter?
All right. Okay, on March the 30th, Outer Banks, North Carolina, I'm having a Mega Grudge event, which will be the fourth annual event. As of right now, I have a Virginia Slim. He's locked in with the runner guy of Virginia, Kenny Beachman. I'm locked in to run a guy out of New York for Ford Pro, which I'm giving him their back tie, and I must clean. And also, Kenny Beachman, Billy Hicks, is running the Wright Brothers. They're running Motor Head Up. And also, there's going to be a bracket race of $1,000, no entry fee, based on 16 cars. So, and food and drinks are free as long as it lasts. Appreciate you letting me come on.
No problem, Walter. No problem. How you doing, man?
Hey, all right. A long time I'll be on your show, but I just don't know if we'd be hitting the one button. I'll just be up here listening.
Okay, Walter, I want to say this before we move on. I want to say this. I am coming to North Carolina, and my first call out, I got to try to get four races initiated. My first one, I'm initiating with you, Walter Mann. How you like it?
Okay, appreciate that.
So, hey, can we have a tentative agreement? None of us ain't broke. I got to get four.
Wait a minute, come again with that, man.
I'm calling you out, Walter Mann, for July the 5th. I'm coming to Rockingham under the condition that me or you are not broke. Can we lock that in?
Well, what it was, I had great intention of going to Rockingham that day, but until the day I found out my oldest sister, they're giving her a birthday party for that Saturday. And unfortunately now, I'm not going to be even attend, but I had great plans of really being there. But they got me ass down right now for the chef for that Sunday to cook for them and that Saturday. So I ain't going to be able to make that. But I wish I could put up. That was my intention to be there.
Okay, Walter, I'm going to let you off the hook on that, but we're not going to hold a show up with that right now. I just want to throw that in because you hadn't been on here in a long time, and I wanted to just say that to you. I got to get to work. I got work to do. Okay, who we got next, John?
I go next. I got to go.
She's in a private room. Who was that? I got to know. Who was that?
Hey, that's me, Tracy. I'm still on another show. I was waiting on you to let me go and set the stage right quick if you didn't mind.
Okay, dog. Hey, dog. Hold on, dog. Since you're coming on my show and you're on another show, they going to go on without you, dog. So you can ride with the Tommy Dog show for a little while. They going to go on without you. Trust me. They will get you in because you got Type Man over there. He's going to always get you a ride with the dog for a little while. Can you do that, sir?
I'm hanging. I was trying to close it out, those places, so I could get my undivided attention there. But go ahead. I'm with you. I'm following orders, sir.
Okay, just hold on for a second. Let me get a couple more of these people, see what they want to do. Just tell your people good night on other lines because they're used to you. So hold on for a second. Hey, go ahead and share with the next one right quick before we get to this.
Okay, Tracy, I'm sorry.
I got a couple more people that probably want to talk about an upcoming event or something they had this weekend before I get off on the topic about this. Dog's trying to rush me, but dog can wait. He got a short tail, so he can have it.
Okay. Okay. Eric wants to talk about the race in Mississippi this past weekend. Eric, your mic
Is Eric that I met down in coming to Texas April 6th to run somebody, Jake or something like that? Is this you, Eric?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's me.
Okay. What's going on, Eric?
Not a whole lot. I just wanted to, we're all out there trying to race. You know, we travel a lot to race, and I've already logged over 5,000 miles racing this year. And we go to Mississippi, there's like 250 cars there. Only get two people to lock in to race us with our Camaro. And basically what the deal is, we're supposed to race some guy out there in Texas named Big Jake, and I don't want to drive 1,000 miles to get out there to race this guy in that race. I mean, I just, you know, everybody said they was going to race us, went to Mississippi. We only got two little races, and, you know, it just gets frustrating to spend all that money to drive and nobody races.
Okay, well, hang on there. We're going to see Galen out there, Jake out there. Y'all push the one, but hang on there. We want to get to something else, and we're going to get to you. But I told you we'd get Jake on the phone, him or Galen. So if anybody out there, I can't tell if Galen on or Jake's on, Eric needs to speak to him. Okay, we're going to get there, share anybody else, then we're going to go to Dog.
I've got them all.
Hold on, and I'll see what this one. 832-1442, your mic is open. 832-1442, your mic is open.
I'm just in on the listen.
Okay, there's just okay, hey, well, we're going, is that it?
That's it, Tracy.
Okay. All right, we're going to go off. We're going to get on with the nice topic and talk about some. Hey, Dog, you want to set the stage on this or give your opinion on what you think?
Okay, thank you, Miss Sharon. Thank you for getting me on, Miss Sharon. Tom McDonald, appreciate you for letting me come on. I just want to set the stage a little bit because, you know, it don't mean it's in stone what I said, but I'm going to set the stage and then y'all can have y'all discussion on what you want. Now, in a grudge race, remember I said grudge race. If you say a grudge race, normally 90% of the grudge races are said you can knock the wall down, but if you cross the center line, you lose. In a grudge race. Now, if you got a grudge race and you say it's going by track rules, if you say grudge race going by track rules, then it goes by the first or worst foul. Now, the worst foul is a man crossing the center line in lieu of a man hitting the wall. Now, some people said both of those are crossing up, but then in that case, the guy that crossed the center line is supposed to lose if you're going by track rules. I just wanted to say that to say it all matters on how you skip your race. But if you're going by track rules, the first or the worst, hitting the wall is not worse than somebody crossing the center line, because if you hit the wall and don't cross the center line, you ain't doing a tearing up your own stuff. Or maybe you might hurt a spectator or something, I'm just saying. But if you cross the center line, you might tear up both cars and go across the wall and everything else. So I just wanted to say that, and Tracy, and I'll stay on a couple of minutes and see if anybody want to rebut.
Hey, now, let me say this, because you know, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I always felt like crossing the center line was worse than fraction. I did a little talking, looked at some of the NHR stuff,
you're
and talked to a few guys out there. I've talked to some guys that run the track, and believe it or not, I come back with a couple of different opinions. So, ultimately, what I think is this, exactly what you said, when it's a grudge races think a whole lot of different races, and that's one thing why we always come back and say, man, put stipulations in, get an understanding, especially because now we're starting to cross state lines and racing people from many miles away, and some people look at it different. I was on the starting line down there in Lena, Mississippi. When it first happened, I was standing there, and guys was asking me what was my opinion on it, and I think some guys that was up there with the car from Michigan, and they was thinking different. So, it, you know, you got people's tempers flowing, and, you know, hey, the rules can be interpreted what they are, but then some people in grudge races, they only want to go by the rules that apply to them, that's in the favor of them, and this is something that needs to be brought up so we can get understanding just how important it is. And I had a track owner, I spoke to a track owner, and the track owner told me both of them lose.
Well see, that's what it is. The track owner understands in a grudge race. Now, you could have a double disqualification if you're going for the doggone, if you're going by track rules. But if it's a grudge race, well, somebody got to win. So that way, if they stick track rules, then neither one of them should win. Just like you said, you are right, Tracy, because that's both of them just like crossing the line. Because when you hit the wall, that's crossing the line. When you cross the center line, that's crossing the line.
Yeah,
you sure right, Tracy. You're right.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you this one, because I did some research and I come across this one also. How about both cars go to stage, and you have a double foul?
You can't have a double foul. How you can have a double? You talking on the tree?
I thought that too, and I ran across it on the internet today.
Oh, you talking on the tree, Tracy? You talking on the tree?
on the tree, and if both cars leave before the tree is activated.
Oh, no, if both cars leave before the tree activated, that's a no race. Because if both of them leave before the tree activated, they both gone.
Okay, now I just wanted to bring that out there because you mentioned it's a Brewers race, and some people actually say, well, no, he left. Some people say, you know, he got that first, so it's a double.
But I'm saying that's a different scenario there. If both of them leave before the tree even activated, that's a no race. Now, since it's a Brewers race, they come back and they can come back and run it again if they want to. But if it was a regular class race, they both would be out.
Okay, Trey,
I just want to put out there. But we want to elaborate a little bit on this because of what happened. Dog, you was there. I'm quite sure you saw it. You probably was on the star line when that race happened, you know, and some of the attitude and some of what people was believing and what they were saying. So
I did see it, Tracy, but I got some more information, and I got some videotape. Everybody said they said videotape that the man crossed the line. He didn't really cross it. He just touched it.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. And so with the NHRA rule, it's, you know, you got to look at what do people go. Some people say, well, if you touched any part, it's just like if you touched any part of it, you crossed it.
Now, on the crossing lane, you got to cross it. You can touch it, but you can't cross it. If you go off the line on the side, you can't even touch the line on the side. But you can touch the center line, you just can't cross the center line.
Exactly. It's out here for information for everybody in the growers world to try to shed some light and get an understanding on some of this stuff because it can cause some confusion. So I want to bring that topic up, and I want to talk about it because, dog, you from out there in Georgia, South Carolina area, we got folks over here in Texas. You know, some of us might look at it one way, some of us might not. You got guys up in Michigan, you know, they might look at it one way and might not because I heard stuff, and I believe the race was between the guys from Michigan and the guys, I believe, with CCM was from somewhere in Mississippi, correct?
Oh, no, they're from Mobile, Alabama. They're from Mobile,
okay.
Alabama. And Tracy, you're right, though. It needs to be standardized. But now, see what's going to happen, Tracy, in this situation. I'm going to say this here like I said because I think you're going to have to play a big part in it because of you, your Texas association and everybody know you. What's going to happen is you're going to have somebody that both teams respect that's going to make a call on that. Now, if I had to make a call on that one down there in Mississippi, just like you said, one guy hit the wall. One guy they thought crossed the center line, but he just touched it. So the guy CeCe and Jordan them, they should have won that race because they did not cross the center line. But everybody thought they had crossed it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to do is, Tracy, you're going to probably be, if you're around, they got to get somebody that they respect in the game or somebody that they trust, and you might have to make that determination, and you hope the guys will live with it because, like you said, it's so many variables in this thing, man, that it's ridiculous, man, and everybody going to want to do it for their own benefit. So what they got to do is get somebody, I said personally, like yourself, that they respect and let you make the call, and whichever call you make, that's the one they got to live with.
Well, dog, I'm opening the lines up for discussion, man, because, you know, it was a lot of conversation going on, and, you know, we're going to have it here. They probably done had it here before, and like you say, we venturing out and going, traveling, and raising people from different places, and people got to understand, and somebody got to have a level enough head, and like you say, the people respect enough to try to be in the best interest to make the best call given the situation that we're being put in. Because we don't want things to get out of hand at the track because people are having fun and people putting wages on it. And, man, sometimes people don't see things. So I want to go to the line, man, and you can start hang on, dog, and, you know, maybe take some comments. Anybody else? I see a lot of hands out there. Sharon, we're going to go to the line and see what some of the people have to say and see how they feel about it.
Richard, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? What was this?
Man, not too much. Just getting off work. Hey, yeah, you know, I got a thought on that. I got something else I called about, and I'll get to that in a second, and I'll make it quick. But on something like that, you know, there's usually one, maybe two guys, and, like, I'm one of them usually filming with a fairly decent camera. You know, that's protective. But, you know, something like that, you know, it might almost be worthwhile instead of trying to lean on somebody you trust that might not really have seen it to go one of those guys, you know, that are standing out, you know, Schaefer's always, you know, filming events and a couple of other guys. Go back and let them rewind it and let somebody else see it and two people make the call. It might take an extra 15, 20 minutes, but that'd be the right call. But then, so that thought, you know, just a thought. But to the other gentleman's point on the races, you know, driving all the way to, I think he said Mississippi, not seeing much races. I'm in the same boat with them. I don't mind driving, you know, several hours for, you know, like drove, you know, four hours or so one way not too long ago. I won't mention the race, you know, to see some good races and some good grudge races. And if it weren't for two people, then you know, three really, wouldn't have seen anything down there. So I'm kind of, you know, and you got a race coming up in April at I think HMP, right?
That's correct.
So, you know, I love to watch you guys run, you know, go to these events and watch some serious grudge racing. And, but, you know, it's kind of frustrating when you go down and have people say all that they're going, you know, don't show up and all that good stuff. So it'd be nice to know what's locked in, what's the locked in, you know, who's going for sure, you know, who's going to have to pay punk out, you know, so we kind of get a firm feeling of who's, you know, what the event's going to be like.
Well, let me just say this. You know, we always aim to try to put the lock-ins out there, what people say that they're going to do based on their word. But in a grudge race, we can only tell you what the people is telling us. There's no guarantee that race will happen. So I always want to make people know that these races are locked in according to confirmation on the individuals, but that day or that night at the races, circumstances arise, and sometimes there's no go. And behind the scene, a person might get paid off as a punk out money, and the spectators don't see it and don't understand it, and then they can go out and put a negative spin on what happened at that event. So just to let you know, and the fans out here tonight, we always aim to try to have locked up races and try to bring the word back to the spectators that these races are generally happening. But there's no guarantees in grudge racing because things happen that's out of the control of the promoter that's putting the race on. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And you guys, and I'll shut up after this. You guys, you know, especially your show, you know, in upcoming races and everything, you try to get the other party on the phone and get them both locked in, and you announce it. And thank you for doing that. I mean, because it helps a lot.
Okay, appreciate it, man. Okay, next call.
You don't have any more hands up right now, but I think Walter Mann was trying to say something, Tracy.
Oh, yes, I'm talking about Tracy.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, also, this is what I'll bring up also. Let's say there's two guys running racing. Now, one guy red light, the other guy crossed the line. Which one wins that?
The red light guy? The guy that crossed the center line loses. Even though the red light came first, the worst can happen is crossing that center line versus the red light.
Okay, yeah, because I know for a long time up in the New York area they have a problem with that. A lot of them say the first man that made a mistake loses. So,
well, again, this is another thing that we talk about, Walter, man. Well, you know, depending, and that's, you know, a good point you just brought up. Guys up in New York, they think like this. Well, up in New York, that might be the way they do it. That might be the way they stipulate it. We don't know. So by us crossing the state lines and racing people from different states now, the best thing for us to do is, you know, get an understanding, get some stipulation there, get some agreement to where we'll be on the same page as far as the race is going per se. Because you're right. They come down here and you just know you got to lock in with money and you got a heads up race and you hadn't spoken about any other language. Guy in New York might believe that. This guy red light, that guy crossed the lane, he think, no, man, you red light, you lost. I mean, you know, it's easy that you can see that. So that's where the knowledge of us communicating with each other, we gotta talk about this kind of stuff. You're right. I agree with that.
That's a good point. And another thing, Tracy, the best thing to do is make sure you got a DP man that know these kind of rules.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do. You got to make sure your DP man know these kind of rules. See, the DP man, that's why I think the DP man should be get paid. Because, see, the DP man need to, just like Tracy just said, they need to ask, okay, are y'all going by track rules or are y'all going by the stipulation that y'all make yourself? Because on a grudge maze, if you basically you can make your own damn rules if both parties agree.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, Walter, you want to say something?
Hey, is Eric still on the phone, Tracy?
Yeah, Eric's on the phone. I want to get him back on. He's on here. You want to holler? Eric,
well, I just wanted to say, you know, he did come out of Mississippi and was trying to get plenty of races. And like I said, I don't know. Was his races locked up that he came down there? Because just like the race we had, it wasn't even a locked up race. So, you know, we came down there and did make action. And he made action also. Just wanted to say that.
I'm not sure if his race in Mississippi was locked up or not. I mean, sound like to me, I don't know. Eric, you can answer that. Go ahead.
Eric dropped off.
He dropped off? Okay. Okay. Okay, well, anybody else want to chime in and give their opinion? I talked to some guys today that they want to come on and talk about it. They just pushed the one button about what we're talking about tonight because I did get a lot of people kind of respond and feel differently about it. So, hey, push the one button and let's hear what you got to say and let's see if we can bring some kind of understanding to how we can handle this in certain situations.
Marlon, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, I got a question for you and Tom McDowell. I mean, for you and Dog. Okay, in grudge racing, man, what if you doing the burnout, you do your burnout, and the guy crossed the line on the burnout?
That's nothing.
If he crossed the line, that don't go.
That ain't nothing. Yeah. See, the race ain't no race until y'all black, both of them bugs in the trees activated.
But he crossed the line doing the burnout.
It don't make no difference. That's,
yeah,
it didn't stage up. It's no race. You can't, that ain't started the race. All he, I ain't never heard of that. When his car broke or something, he just lost control or something.
No, he just did a burnout and he crossed the finish line. I mean, crossed the line, center line.
No, that's nothing there. That's no race. You got to stage them. You got to light the bulbs up first and start the race. Then, if you cross the center line, that's when it's a problem.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sorry. All right.
Well, you know, Chris, okay. I had one here I would like to know, though. Let's say, for instance, a new long time, them guys out there be out there with a standoff, and both of them got one bulb lit. Let's say if you look down there and see your temperature gauge done went way above where it should be, and you decide to back out, will you lose? And you say you got a one-hour breakdown. Are you qualified to take your one-hour breakdown or backing out, or will you lose?
That depends on if you got it stipulated like that. Walter, I mean, you got to remember, if you got two guys in and you say you ready, and that guy ain't pulled in yet, hey, you can pull out. Because you
okay,
you know,
dog got one stage in my home.
I'm not gonna get it. If you got one stage light on, and you know who the hell pulled in.
Okay, say, let me answer that for
hey,
him.
Dumb, that's what,
I know what he's talking about, Tracy. Let me answer that for him if you don't mind.
Well, no.
Okay, now what Walter's saying is, okay, if you go back and put one bulb on and you see your temperature light on. Well, then you was the fool for backing out. What you should have did is went on turning both of your bulbs on. He got to either come into the lane or he got a bag out to do something. That's what you should have did, see. But then if you do back out, like you said, y'all up north and everything got a damn 1 hour break time. Normally down south, they don't have no break time. Once you get up there to the line, if you can't race, you lose. You got to pay the punk out.
But that's what I'm saying, dog. But let's say if they got that 1 hour breakdown, though.
If you got that 1 hour breakdown, you back up, then you got an hour. You got to go to the next hour. If you get too hot, cause your car getting too hot, well, you can back off and say, "Hey, I'm broke. I'm gonna take my break room." So you got an hour to get ready.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Cause a lot of guys saying once you put the two bulbs on,
well, you didn't say you put two
out.
Bulbs on. You
I mean,
you
I mean one bulb. I mean one bulb. It's saying once you put one of the bulbs on, you can't back out.
You can back one bulb. Is it's a pre-stage. That's what it is. A pre-stage. If I don't come in there and stage up, then you can't race by yourself.
That's right.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. Now, if you really want to do it and force him to come in, you come in and put two bulbs up. You come in, if you go up there in pre-stage and he don't show up and you think I see my car getting hot, but I'm still going to try to race, and you go in and put the other bulb on. Now, if he don't come, then you either make him come or you back out and y'all still got to wait out because y'all got a break rule. If y'all ain't got no break rule and you go in there and you wait and the track man don't make him get in there, well, he should lose.
Yeah, but the reason why I brought it up because I have seen a race like that. It was a standoff, and a guy seen his temperature going up, which, to me, I told him he should have backed out. But a lot of guys saying if he had backed out, he would have lost.
No, can't lose. Can't lose. You got to stage the tree up to activate the tree for a race. If you don't ever activate the tree for a race, it ain't no race. Just like Tracy just said earlier, if two guys go up there and both of them take off for the tree start, it ain't no race because the tree ain't been activated.
That's true. I agree with the same way you said it. Which I told the guy the same thing, should have backed up.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Mr. Tracy, I'm on standby.
Okay, Sharon, what we got next? You got a lot. I got a lot of people on here, a lot of the phone. Go ahead.
Kenny Duke, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, this is Kenny. Hey,
Hey, what's going on?
Say something.
I was just going to say something about the deal. Why don't y'all get together since this grudge racing is getting so big and just get a set of rules, national rules, kind of a, you know. You know what I'm saying? That would fix all the problems.
Do you realize, I hate to say this, we tried that before. We've been trying that for 2 or 3 years. Every time somebody make a rule, somebody make a new one, the circumstances.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I just thought, you know, over the cost in the center line. Because I understand in grudge racing, everybody's trying to put everything they can down, and sometimes they get squirrely and you don't want to lose money, so you stay in it. I mean, I've seen races on, you know, that where they, you know, as long as you cross behind the car or something, they let you, you know, cross the line and in that certain race. I don't know, you know what I mean? But I don't know. If you can bounce it off the wall and still win the race in grudge racing, that's kind of like, that makes the show exciting. So I kind of, in NHRA, I mean, we're not racing NHRA, so.
Well, they had a cart race. They had a cart race somewhere up there where the guy did do that. He crossed over the line and did all that stuff behind the guy and then come back
and
over his line and
still
won the race. But
yeah,
that was one of the rules
about.
That you could do that at. So some
right.
races,
long,
stupid,
yeah.
In some races, you stupid. You can do what you want. Like I said, if it's an outlaw race.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're right. It would be hard to do that. But that was just my thought on it. I thought I'd chime in, put my 2 cents in.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Like Dawg say, you know, we kind of talked about this a few times, and it brings on a very, very debatable issue because every time you think about you got a good rule that you might can put out there, you got somebody come back. It's like a good law. You try to find a loophole to do something else.
that gray area will fuck you, won't it?
Yeah, that gray area. Trace ain't lying. That gray area is rough, man.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm going to get off here. Y'all go ahead. I just want to holler at you.
Okay, next call we got.
Dion, your mic is open. Blind Eye Killer, your mic is open.
Oh, what's up, Trey?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, no, but hey, I got a little comment about that, which y'all talking about. I feel like if I cross the center line after I go through the trap, that's between me and the driver. If I cut that winning bulb on, I'm supposed to get paid. I had one of the episodes.
Once you cross the finish line in your lane and cross, once you cross the finish line, the race is over. If you cross the finish line and then go to the next man lane, that's between y'all. But the man that crossed the finish line in his lane wins. If you happen to win, and then after the finish line going his lane, and cause a problem, that's sad things that happen, but the race is over once you cross the finish line.
That's what I'm saying. So I crossed the finish line, cut the wind light on. James drove around, hit the wall on the side, I ain't even get paid. A few guys say they know racing, but the majority of them did.
From the start to the finish line, 660 feet, that's how far y'all was betting on. That determined who won. You got to think on that down.
No, you're 100% right. You can go, even in the NHRA, once you cross the finish line, if you go over the other lane and tear both cars up, unfortunately, you still win the race, though.
Right.
That's even in the NHRA.
I did that, dog, and I didn't get paid.
Well, see, if you didn't get paid, you just got screwed. That's what I'm saying. Y'all got to have a good DB man. Because, see, the thing about it, your light came on that you won. You didn't, like he said, you didn't cross over in the race. You crossed over after the race. So you should have got paid. Now, that was between you and your DB man. If the DB man didn't pay you, he owed you some money.
All right. I just want to bring it up, man, because we street racing. That's how street racing goes. You cross over, you cut that wind light on, and I don't give a damn what happened after that. You get paid.
To be honest with you, that's why Trace is having this discussion. A lot of people need to listen to this stuff and know what's going on. See, that's why everybody need to go, because sometimes this will start a hell of a fight. Sometimes it ain't necessary that if everybody just knew what the hell was going on, and then there wouldn't be no argument, see.
Yeah. Y'all can mute my mic, man. I just wanted to say that the guy loves the race, man. I travel. I come over there and get my ass whoop some ass, you know, anywhere. Y'all, dog, anywhere. You know, I love the race, man.
Well, I'm planning on coming out to Texas this year, and I'm going to be looking for you to give you that ass whooping you're looking for.
I'm going to be waiting on it.
Okay. All right, Dion. We go to line. We got you.
Shotwell, your mic is open. Hey, Tracy, how y'all doing?
Hey, Lisa, how you doing? Hey, dog, good dog. Let me tell you something, Lisa. Hold on, Lisa.
That ain't you on track now, Lisa.
Hey, dog, you have never met Lisa. I don't know if you saw on the YouTube or not, but Lisa is our female mouth of the South.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I see her. She announcing. They be announcing, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, she talks shit, too, though. I hear me talking shit. She got a big-ass mouth.
You need one for y'all big asses out there that track with that bullshit.
I love to hear her talk shit. See, that's one thing about it. See, a woman can talk shit and get away with some shit that we can't get away with saying.
Oh, I don't get away with shit. They try to catch me on every damn thing. If I shit the wrong way, they want to tell me about it. But it's okay with that. But I got a question, Tracy. On this scene, we're talking about crossing the line. Now, are we talking about completely crossing over, or did this guy just touch the line? And did he say he won a race? I thought if you touched that yellow line, you'd have lost the race regardless of what. Whether you were all the way over or right there at that line, you touched it.
That's where the area is gray.
No, yeah. It ain't gray, Tracy. It ain't gray, Tracy.
NHRA rule.
It ain't gray, Tracy. NHRA rules. You can touch the line, you ain't going to cross it.
In NHRA rule, that's just what I'm telling you. I done heard it interpreted both ways. If you touch the center line,
you can pull up the NHRA rules and rules and read it yourself.
If you touch the center line, push the one button, and if we wrong, correct us.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call Jeff Miles, the owner. You know Jeff Miles, don't you?
I don't know the track.
I'm gonna get him on the phone. Just okay. Go ahead and talk.
Hey,
I'm gonna try to get him on the phone. Okay.
Okay. Let me get William around.
757. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Is William around?
Yes, sir. This is him. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Well, I know you wrote a lot of NHRA, IHRA, ADRL. Did you hear what our discussion is? A woman asked a question about if a person.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just had to. I had the 3-way men, Tracy. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I do got Jeff Miles on the phone now, Tracy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let William Brown get in, then we get Jeff Miles on his take on it, and we get different perspectives on it. William Brown on the topic. What is the worst infraction of two guys, if one guy hit the wall and the other guy crossed the line, or in a scenario if a guy touched the line?
You know, what y'all have said is right about if one guy crossed the center line and one guy hit the wall, it's two lines on the track. It's one on the outside and one on the inside. And technically, both of them is disqualified. But if I have always understood and I have always seen, if you cross the center line, normally the tracks have a double line in the middle, a double yellow line. And if you cross over onto that other devil line, if you're in the other guy's lane, then you're disqualified. And that's the worst as possible for a race. If you cross the center line, you automatically lose, don't care what the other guy does.
Okay, how about if you touch the center line?
If you touch the center line, and I've seen a lot of instances, if you touch it, then you're not disqualified. You have to really cross it, which 9 times out of 10, if you're grudge racing, you can't really tell it now unless there's a car mark on the line. And now NHRA or ADRL or something like that, they got so many cameras, they can really slow it down to really see it in slow motion if your tire actually crosses the center line. But normally in grudge racing, you can't tell that. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be an argument forever, really. That's somebody caught it on tape.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got Jeff Miles on to answer that one question you was talking about, whether you can touch it or cross over. So if you don't mind, let him do it so I can get him on off here right quick.
Okay, good on, Jeff Miles. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
First, hey, Tracy, tell everybody who he is so they'll know. I'm sorry, Tracy.
Okay, this is for everybody down here in Texas, if you don't know, this is Jeff Miles. He's one of the owners of the House of Hook up in South Carolina. Jeff Miles from the House of Hook. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Now, what were you asking?
The question was, at the track, if a guy hit the wall.
No, Tracy, we talking about the one about crossing the center line.
Let's just go this. In a track, I just kind of want to get his perspective on how he seen it from three different ways. I can keep the whole thing in one stone. So we can explain it a few ways. If a guy hit the wall, another guy crosses the center line down track and get back to his lane, do he win? Or, in another case, if two racers go down the track and one racer actually touch that center line but don't go across it, who wins? And he wins, who wins?
All right, one answer there is you have to cross a boundary line to be disqualified. You can touch it, and that's not a disqualification. You have to cross it. Now, the second part of the question, if one driver crosses a center line and the other driver hits the wall, the worst infraction of the two, and what I mean by that, the IHRA rule is first or worst. The worst infraction will be crossing the center line because you have the opportunity to take out both cars. So the guy who crosses the center line would be the loser. The guy who hit the wall would not be. But in grudge racing, I think most everybody goes off of the outside don't matter. You cross the center line, you lose.
Okay. That's just listeners. We just kind of trying to bring some knowledge out. If you disagree or you feel you see it a different way, push the one button, and we see if we can listen to what you have to say and and bring some discussion on it. Like I said again, this is about knowledge and information. We're now traveling across state with this grudge racing and traveling many miles. People have different stipulations. People have different understanding. We just trying to get the sense. Well, we'll know to keep some confusion down because people out here have wages on these races and people's tempers get flaring and you got spectators in the stands and some of those, which is out of your control, they have wages on it and they gon', you know, it can be a big thing and we just trying to make some sense, bring some knowledge to the game of grudge racing around the world. So,
Tracy, do you still need Jeff on the phone, Tracy?
But what now?
Do you still need Mr. Miles on the phone?
Well, unless somebody got a question for Mr. Miles.
I got one question for Jeff.
Okay, go ahead. Push one button.
Jeff, like you said, again, the guy that crosses, one hit the wall and one crosses the center line. Jeff said the guy that hits the wall, do you still have to cross the finish line or he automatic win?
No, once the guy crosses the center line, the race is over. The other guy wins.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Just like if you have two cars, and they both leave the starting line, one guy red lights, and the other guy brakes, and never makes it past the tree, the guy that broke still wins because he didn't red light.
That's what I'm saying. So even though the guy that hit the wall, even though he don't cast light the tree light on, he still can win.
That's correct, because once the one driver crosses the center line, the race is over.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, I'm talking to Dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
I heard somebody say something about the guys playing with the tree if they just cut the two top three stage lights on. And Dog said if you cut your stage light on, one guy cut the stage light on and force them in. I mean, you could cut a lot of that game plan. Which guys are going to play games at the tree? But you can cut a lot of that game plan is putting the tree on the timer, which I know the class racing is a 7 second timer. If one guy cuts his two bulbs on, you got your one. You got 7 seconds to get in there and stage, or you automatically red light. It doesn't have to be 7 seconds. Maybe you could put 10 seconds because a lot of grudge guys are not experienced at staging and they take a little longer than other guys. But you can put some type of time in that box in that tree. So if you take over a certain amount of time to keep the other guy from burning down his transmission and his converter, then you automatically lose the race or pay the funk out however you got it negotiated. But if you cut the red light on the guy side that's playing with the tree and trying to burn down the other guy.
You talking about auto start, then? You talking about auto start, right?
Yeah. And I believe you can set it for different times. I mean, it don't have to be 7 seconds because that's real. I mean, 7 seconds is real quick. And like I say, some guys are real inexperienced on how to stage and they barely creeping up and, you know, different things like that. But you can put some type of timer in the auto start to try to keep a lot of that stuff from happening. And that'll take a lot of the discussion and the flanking and the fighting and all that out of that tree part anyway.
Well, that's an important deal because you see a lot of it. And I even heard, you hear guys come around and say, man, he's burning me down. He's taking too long to stage. You know, again, this is information all about because we're traveling across the state line there and trying to bring races, and you got guys come in that have been grudge racing. They got a lot of experience, and some guys that try a lot of different kind of tactics that because grudge racing, they do, believe it or not, people say it's bull cost, people say it don't, but it do have some trickery in it. People, you know, say it ain't no trickery in grudge racing. I say that's bullshit because I believe a lot like this, guys would try tactics to get you out of your game. And if you're a kind of rookie in the game and don't have much experience, I only been racing in one track the majority of the time, and you go somewhere and deal with somebody to do multiple mini races, there's guys that can play tricks, man, with these cars in that beam to try to get you off just so you will get riled up and you might do something stupid on the light and red light. So, hey, that means what William said is a good point, and, you know, I done seen it happen, man. So that's all the point going back to having you a DP man and making some stipulation. And what I would say is this, depending on what track you go to, any track you go to, you might want to walk up and find, ask a starter, what kind of tree do you have? How are you running the tree? That's the driver and the team owners, team responsible to find out, man, what these guys are racing on, what kind of treat. Because, hey, you know, different tracks might do it different. I've seen guys sometimes hold a light a little longer than what I thought they should hold it versus they do at another track. So I think it's a responsibility of the racing team and the guy driver to find out, hey, man, what kind of treat, or go up and watch, try to get a feel for the starter and ask him. So it's just important. And like you say, if you need more time, because grudge races don't always have the experience and they used to playing games and the like sometimes, to say, hey, was there any kind of way we could back the tree up to maybe 10 seconds? So some may not like that, but, you know, a lot of times the ones who don't like it probably are some of the ones who got some of the biggest tricks. That's just my opinion. That's the way I think about it. So, hey, anybody else got any other take on that? Dog, you want to share some on that? You know, you're a good old veteran driver. I've seen you pull one of your old moves this past weekend on the guy playing Little Red Riding Hood. I'm going to say it to everybody that's out here in Texas. If you wasn't there, Dog is one of the legends of the grudge game, been around a long time. He was up in an F10 pickup up at Lena, Mississippi, running this Mustang called, it was a white trash, real nice little Mustang. Everybody was thinking that Little Red Riding Hood didn't have no reason trying to run this Mustang with a little F10 truck, but old Dog did what he had to do off the tree. Hey, a win is a win. Dog
okay.
Pulled the move on him, so.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Miles, you still on the phone?
I'm still here, yes, sir.
Okay, whenever you get ready to go, Jeff, just go ahead and go in. But I want to say this to him. Tracy, what you is right, though. See, I ain't bragging, but being a veteran, you anytime you go to a track, and I hate to get my secrets out, but since everybody else has already said it on the internet, anytime you go to the track, you need to watch the starter or whoever to see how the tree falling. If they had been paying attention, the tree been falling fast all day. So when he went in there and put his first bulb in there, I went in there and rolled on top of it and went straight to the trans brake. And as soon as he bumped into there, that tree fell and he wasn't ready. And I was gone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's just some knowledge. Dog, you know, sometimes people hate to give information away, but man, it's all about trying to make everybody sharper, waking people up. Some people not going to catch it. Some people are going to catch it. Hey, you, my guy might try the first grudge race out, and guess what? He might turn a red on trying to be slick, so it's just something you got to get a feel for. But it's all about bringing understanding, bringing knowledge to this grudge game, man. So, hey, anybody else, you know, you push the one button, share who we got, see what they think on them, have different opinions. I know we got a lot of races out here. We got a full show going on here, a lot of people. I like to hear from some of these guys down here, other guys down here in Texas, who some of our great racers down here. Man, I push the one button, tell these guys, you know, because you're going to be dealing with some of these guys like Dog and William Brown and Walter Manns, you know, because we're crossing state lines now. We want to work this game up. So we kind of want to, you know, put something out there because I'm telling you, from different areas, people sometimes think different. So push the one button and, hey, let's see you hear your spin on it. Sharon, who we got?
Jeff, you got to get out of here. Jeff, you can go ahead and get out of here then.
You don't have any more hands up right
night.
Now,
Tracy. All right, Jeff.
Okay. Yeah, so
got a full
go
show,
ahead.
But you got a full show, but they're shy tonight.
I mean, it's not about being shy. It's about bringing understanding, making some sense, and try to get some understanding because what I saw this weekend and with some of the stuff I heard this weekend, you know, people sometimes can get a bad feel about thinking they get screwed or something like that, and the game is not. It's about understanding more than anything in a grudge game. This grudge game, like we said, is getting bigger and bigger, and, man, it don't look like it's going to stop. We're heading in a direction that we hadn't been in many, many years getting grudge races. We had grudge races come all the way from California. Coming here to a grudge race, right, Doc?
Yeah. And Tracy, now I'm going to say this here, Tracy. Some people out there, that like I said, if the show full and everything, you might think it's a dumb question, but ain't no such thing as a dumb question. If you got something you want to ask, it's the best way. You got a forum right now where you can ask it so you can get a better understanding. So when you go to track, then you won't be dumb. So ask the question now. Ain't no dumb question. Ain't nobody going to try to make you look ridiculous or nothing. Anything you want to ask, don't care what it is, we're going to try to answer for you tonight.
That's right. The dumbest question one to not ask. The smartest thing you can do is put it out there and get your answer that makes you a little bit sharper on your game. So that's what it's all about. You know, we need to just put it out there, guys. I mean, why everybody's so shy. I'm going to go. I see some very noticeable names on here. And push the one button, guys. We want to hear what you got to say. Me and Dog want to do all the, we don't want to do all the talking, because as y'all know, we probably can't talk all night. But I want to give the fans and races a platform to talk. Or if you got a race, since they don't want to talk, I'm going to put it out there like this. You got a race. Shannon, can we call Galen? I want to get that guy Eric on the phone call. I did see him in Mississippi, and he did call a show, and I told him I was going to try to see if he can communicate with that guy. If I don't know if you got Jake's number or Galen's, we want to try to get Eric hooked up, because he's looking to come out here April the 6th, and he's got a cutlass. It's a cutlass right now. He got a cutlass, right?
Eric does have a cutlass.
Go ahead,
Doc. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, man, unfortunately, my dogs just got out. I got to go put my dogs up, so I'm going to have to get out of here unless somebody got something for me right quick. And I appreciate Ms. Sheridan and you for having me on.
Okay, man. All right. Appreciate it, man. Well, go ahead, man. You got to do with your dogs, man.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Now, like I said, if you need me for anything, you know the deal. You can call me anytime, just like I can call you if I need you, bro. Appreciate everything, Tracy. And everybody out there that's listening, Tracy's one of the ambassadors in this game. He's bridging the gap, and he's a fair guy, regardless whether it's against you guys or against us. Tracy is a fair guy. And anything I'm dealing with, any race I'm dealing with, Tracy can always make the call on my race. Whether I like it or not, I would take whatever he said because he's very knowledgeable of the game. Thank you, Tracy.
Hey, thank you, dog. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go live and Sheridan, I want you to see if you can get Galen or Jake on, because we want to – I need to get some answers to this guy. I see Jake from the Dallas area. Jake posts a lot of posts on GrudgeRacer.com. The boy out there in Carolina, Jeff Miles' boy, he posted a lot on there. And this guy, they've been going back and forth, and they got some kind of tentative agreement for April 6th down at HMP. He want to come out here with that cutlass, because he said he know he got a bad boy, and him and Jake supposed to do it. So let's see if we can get Galen or Jake on the phone, and we'll get Eric back on here, because he needs answers. So he's trying to make some preparations for coming out here.
Hey, Trace.
Go ahead.
Another thing that might help the game out that I was just thinking of, you know, the guys out here turning their cars up, and a lot of guys asking, you know, about crossing the line and hitting the wall. Nobody wants to tear the car. So, I mean, and it's just gambling. Something that might help from the guys is just don't put out much, don't gamble more than what you can afford to spend or you can afford to spare, because you figure you turn up up to $150,000 car for $10,000. That you don't have to put up anyway. So, and I respect people like Mr. Fivesby. You know, he said he raced for $2,500 because that's all he can afford to, you know, that's all he can afford to gamble and put up. And you ain't gonna see him go out there and take chances and tear his car up for $2,500. You know, he can always come back and race another day. You know, so I mean that might help some of the guys that's out there racing. I mean, you know, it's good to bet money and it's good to make money, but sometimes don't try to tear the house down. That way, it won't push you to the point that if your car is out of control, you're gonna push your car to the point that you're gonna tear up a $150,000 car for $5,000 or $6,000 that you didn't have to give away.
Hey, I agree. It makes a whole lot of sense, and I'm always talking about that. Guys, bet what you can stand to lose. Do not let it's grudge racing. Everybody is not a big better. You have some big betters out here going to always try to get guys to up their ante. But if you want to race and that guy want to race you bad enough, you only race within your limits. If he just want to bust your butt because of grudge race and he know you really can't afford it and you know you can only afford a little bit, run your little bit. Don't engage because you know a guy's big better. Get him to come down and compromise on a price that you think that you can pay. You just might bust his butt. But if you bet within your limits and don't worry about what the next guy bet. There's somebody in the grudge game will be willing to take you on. And as we have these events week and months at a time, I believe it'll help create more action in the grudge game. Some of the big bettors sometimes cause the other man to not make a race because he want to bet a big number and you know that you can't afford it. Hey, sometimes you got to be flexible. Hey, I'm like this here. If I'm going to go to track and a guy want to run for $1,000, and I know I'm going to make me three passes, I'm just going to need to make me a couple of tune-up passes. Hey, sometimes I might have to make my little money work for me on a shakedown pass on some of these races for a small money. So we just saying this, guys, to bring information out. Hey, you can make it happen. Bet within your limit. You know, do what you have to do. It's all about trying to make action, trying to put on a good show. If you're a big better, you know another guy you want to race to the big butter, hey, y'all do y'all thing. Hey, let the sky be the limit. If both of y'all feel like y'all pockets are that deep. But the small guy, understand who you're dealing with. I tell you right now, if you're dealing with me, Tom McDowell, today's time, I'm not no big better. Now, we go back years ago, it didn't make no difference. But we talking about today. So I know guys and guys know me in some kind of way we're going to make a race. But don't come to me with them $10,000 bets, because I'm going to tell you, you must not be trying to run me. You're trying to run somebody else. So I ain't too ashamed to see it. It is what it is. I'm just going to keep it real as I can keep it. Hey, we're going to go to the live show. We're going to talk to somebody else. Hey, man, you got a lot of guys out there. Push the one button. Talk about the nice topic. Call somebody out. We got a good race coming up. We don't have one here in February. We got one coming up in March. We got a big race coming up going down at Denton, Texas. Got a nice race going. Look like it's shaping up out there. Come on in and call some of them guys out, because if you can't get it in, you got something, we sure can try to make it happen April 6th. Or if anybody else got races in between there, come on and talk about it, try to get somebody locked in for one of these events. Anybody else want to come on and talk about something, or got something else interesting that we might want to know about, push the one button to talk about it. We got a full show here, a hell of a lot of listeners, so a lot of people want to listen. But, hey, this forum is for everybody, man, and we want everybody to take the opportunity to come on and promote their race, lock in a race, bring up a topic like Dog said, ask the question. Don't be too ashamed to ask the question. So push the one button, and we want to hear what you got to say.
Tracy, while you're waiting on them to press the one button, I call Galen, and Galen really wants Big Jake to come on and discuss, you know, or talk about the lock in with Eric. What he's going to try to do is see if he can get a hold of Jake. And the show is full, so I instructed them that if they're unable to get in, to text you, and we'll get them on. So we'll wait and waiting to see if Galen gets in touch with Big Jake right now.
Okay, yeah, okay. Since we're waiting on him, we want to make that race happen. Eric, like I said, he's coming out to Georgia, and he want to come out here. He's just trying to make that race happen. William, what's going on with you? What you got going? You got something coming up?
No, we ain't got nothing coming up, Tracy. We still going to do our Labor Day Saturday, Memorial Day Saturday. We just switching venues. Normally we would have it at Outer Banks, but this year we're moving up, trying to do bigger and better things up in VNP at Virginia Motorsports Park in Petersburg, Virginia. It's shaping up. We got some lock-ins with Tony Bynes with my car. I'm going to get him to the back tire and the brake with the Moneymaker. That is a tentative lock-up. We locked it up down there at the banquet down there in Fairville. And he also is going to run Slim Car. If I'm not mistaken, I think Slim is supposed to give him the break, but also the money maker. So things are shaping up for us. Like I say, that's Memorial Day weekend, that Saturday. Hopefully some of y'all can make it. And that Sunday, we move on up to Maryland, the Larry Cheese race up in at MIR on that Sunday. And we're trying to put something together now for Friday night, which we normally have a thing called Ladies Night at Virginia Motorsports Park, where ladies get in free. So our buddy J.C. Richardson does that, and we're trying to get him to do it on the same weekend. That way, for the guys that's coming far away, you know, you got 3 days of racing, 2 days at VMP, and then at one Sunday at MIR with Larry T, which is about probably a two-hour ride up north from VMP, and trying to give y'all a good weekend of racing for the guys that travel real far. And, you know, just to come up here and turn back around for one day, you know, you can race from Friday to Saturday, I mean, from Friday to Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. So you, some of you guys, you in the area, or you thinking about traveling and going to a trip? William Brown, a mighty fine guy, man. He puts on some nice races. So, hey, keep in mind, if you want to travel, get out there. Be William. William Brown, just let y'all know, William Brown did come here to Texas 2 times in 2012. Just to know, William Brown was the runner-up. He won the event down in Dallas. He won the ADRL Top Sportsman event. He was just a little bit short. The guy he happened to run in the finals also was a guy was ahead of him in points, and so the guy kind of edged him out. But, man, this is William Brown, real nice guy. He runs an ADRL Top Sportsman, so he's a real nice guy. He did come to Houston, Texas, and he did come to Dallas, Texas. So I just let y'all know who he is, William Brown. And they call it, what they got, a downtown, what they got, 7 Second Brown, downtown William Brown, the quickest man off the tree. The quickest
downtown
man off the tree.
Downtown 6 Second Brown.
Downtown, yeah, 6 Second Brown. Downtown 6 Second Brown. So, that's who that is. So, okay, we're gonna go and see if we can get somebody else to talk. See, we got another hand up. I got somebody that paid me here want to say something. Hold on a second. And see if they want to talk. So, if not, man, we're gonna shift on to another topic. I have a discussion about races. The discussion about racing at these grudge events and what's happening with the organization and how can we help create less chaos in the staging lanes. These grudge races a lot of times are some of the most unorganized because you got people that's not used to doing class races that actually know when to listen to when they call and they class the cars up. And so when grudge racing, it takes, you got to be a little bit more creative with the promoters and the people you get help and you put these events on to try to keep some of this chaotic staging lane drama down. So, I mean, man, it's just people going to run their race, different race, and I'm just throwing it out there because I know I'm always going to need help with these events in any kind of way I can get. But what my suggestion is for races, y'all help me out, and y'all jump in and you tell me what your take is on it. These grudge racing, man, the way it's becoming and getting a lot of cars, staging lanes getting jammed up. I'm just going to recommend to this and make a suggestion to this, and this go for any promoter out there or any track that you work at. When you notice you got a lot of people that's being locked in the race, and I'm going to say this because this is what I aim to try to do the best I can, is to try to designate 2 lanes specifically for your locked-in races. And I mean, when I say 2 lanes, that means you have to have somebody working those 2 lanes to keep any other testing tune or class car that's running in a class at your event out of those lanes. We as promoters have to guide and try to train our help to think that way and to try to run it the way that we like for it to be run, because, you know, we want to keep some of this chaos down that can be caused in the staging lanes. I'm just going to recommend and send suggestions to, you know, promoters. Hey, if we all kind of run things the same way, the races will have in their heads that we got 2 lanes. And, you know, the more things become repetitive, the more races understand it. So it become to be routine. They will get used to that. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there. That's what I'm going to be aiming to do. And hopefully others will be able to do it to where the racers know they automatically going to know that they got 2 lanes, that they got a locked-in race, that they going to go to those 2 designated lanes if the lanes are possible at the track they work in, to get in those two lanes and keep the class and the test and tune cars to the other lanes. That way we'll free those lanes up, because at a grudge race, even though you have class races going on, when it's a grudge race, the grudge race takes precedent over the other type race, because a lot of fans and spectators come out to see that grudge race, and if these guys have locked in times, we as track personnel, track promoters, we are trying to accommodate them the best we can to get their race off around the time that they designate to get it on. And sometimes when the lanes are clogged up, we fail to do so. So I'm just putting that out there, FYI, and we can continue to try to work on that, and so we can all get on the same page for regards to what track that we go to around here, that we'll know that, you know, promoters are trying to have designated lanes. So anybody got any other take on that? You know, I like to hear what you got to say. I don't like to take up the whole time doing all the talking. Some of you guys jump in and help me out. You got a full show going on. We got a lot of people on here. I want to hear from some of you, or if you got something that you want to bring up, something that's interesting you want to talk about, put it out there to the grudge world. This is a fresh year. We only off into our second month. We only had one big race going here. That was the MLK race down here in Texas. It's been a jump off this coming month, which March is coming up. And once we hit March, trust me, they're going to look like they're going to be races going on every other week. Some kind of every other week, every 2 weeks, we got some kind of grudge race going down here in Texas. So, guys, you know, you might as well start lining your ducks up right now. And so we can give these fans something to see in the year 2013. And with that being said, for all of you who don't know, we have some very nice grudge calendars that's for sale. And you can go on to AtomicDogDragRacing.com, and you can look at the calendar, and you can order it via PayPal. There's some real nice calendars, man. You got a lot of photos. You may be surprised. You may look in there if you was in one of these grudge events. You probably made the calendar some form. So take a look at them. They got every grudge race on, and from here, clean on up to New York. You know, they got all the races, the grudge people got together, put out a form, let everybody know everybody's dates. And if you got a grudge race, we have your date. If you got a grudge race, we have your date. And like I say, the calendars are nice. And, you know, credit going to go out to Miss Sharon. You know, she did a good job of putting the calendars together, real professional looking, real nice. And got some nice shots on there, guys. So, hey, go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com. And order your calendar if you'd like to have one, I believe, on the internet. If you see me, contact me in person. You probably can get one for $20. If you go to the internet, I think with the shipping, it might be $25. Just want to put it out there. But everybody, you know, hey, use that event. I probably got you. So check it out. Hey, Cheryl, we'll go to lines. If got somebody else you want to talk, I mean, I'll bring up something to talk about. If not, have Eric called in yet? Galen?
We don't have any more hands up right now, and the show is full, so you probably need to look for a text from either Galen or Big J. See if you've gotten the text to get them back on the show.
I don't have a text at this time. I did talk to a few people. I wondered if they want to come on and talk about it. Sometimes they kind of act a little shy, but they got a race. They want to talk about it. God, I don't want to call your name out here on the mic, but, you know, I know you was calling me, talking to me about a race. Why don't you come on out here and put it to the grudge game? Look and see if you got a 214-7393, and that would be Big Jake. He just texted me, so he's out there. You can give him a call. See if you can get him on the phone. I'm going to try to text his number to you right quick, because he's texting me. If you want to get on, so y'all just bear with me for 1 second. We need to talk with this guy. He's the guy that's supposed to be locking in. This cut is supposed to be a pretty bad cut. At least the guy talk like he's bad and say people scared to race him. I don't like nobody to come from the East Coast and the guys here from Texas be scared to race them. I don't want, you know, I don't want nobody in Texas. I know the guys in Texas not scared, but for some East Coast, people out there on the East Coast, they think the guys in Texas are scared to run them. So I know that's a lie. So we want to make sure we accommodate Big Jake. He was walking around down there in Lena, Mississippi, with his chest stuck out like he won the baddest thing down there with a cutlass and couldn't find no race. And I assured him when he come to Texas, man, we got somebody here in Texas to be willing to bust that butt for him. But, hey, all in all, it's all about fun. It's all about doing what we do as Growers Racing. I know a cutlass from Dallas probably would get go down on him in a minute, but Big Jake and him been going at it back and forth. So I won't let them have their chance to be going internet bashing to come on live blog talk and put it out there. So, Sheriff, you can just give him a call. You should have that number. He's waiting to get on the show. Anybody else, Sheriff? I push one button, and let's see what you got to say.
Okay, Tracy, you don't have any more. You don't have any more hands up right now, but let me give Jake a call. Hold on.
Okay, is Eric still out there?
No, I'll have to call Eric back. I'll call Eric as soon as I get Jake.
Okay. We'll let him talk. Okay. We don't want nobody to come out. Everybody's kind of shy, kind of sitting back on an easy Tuesday, laid back, not a whole lot to say.
Before I do that, I'm going to open up a mic. Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
What's going on, Sharon? I'm talking about.
What up, Jay? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got off work and everything. I wanted to comment y'all on y'all calendars. I ended up getting one for me and my boy Mac, HTI. We got a couple of calendars from you guys, and I just want to commend y'all how good the calendars really are. Y'all call, like I said, every event, y'all got some good pictures from Dallas all the way to Mississippi, all the way over y'all went through last year, and y'all got some good pictures of all the race events, and it's just well put together, nice pictures, and I just like to commend y'all on how good the calendar was. Y'all did a good job on that. So if anybody looking for that calendar, y'all make sure y'all cop one. And it has every scheduled event from March 16th, which we got a good event coming up March 16th for Tony Thorne's race up in North Star all the way to December. So if you had a grudge race that was scheduled this year, it's in there. It's well put together, abbreviated real nice. Really, really nice picture. So I just want to tell y'all did a good job on the calendar.
Hey, thank you, man. Yeah, just to let people know, a lot of these pictures come from beginning of the year, which started out with Roy James race at MLK race. These are pictures are from the 2012. The calendar is the 2013 calendar, but all the pictures are from the race from 2012, from Roy James race all the way down. Roy James race is the first girls race of the year down at HMP, all the way down to Baldy's race, which is in Bradenton, Florida. I had the opportunity of going out to Florida, going out to Georgia, going to Mississippi. So I was able to get a lot of those races I went to, and all the races here in Texas. I made all the races here in Texas. So we got a little bit of people from all over the girls world that's in there. So, hey, nice calendar, man. Like you said, all the dates in there. So, guys, you know, take a look at them. It's pretty nice calendars. And got your dates in there so you can kind of keep up what's going on around the grudge world. Okay, Sharon, she's in the private room right now. She probably got, I'm just receiving these texts. Probably get this person on that you want to get on and talk. So, yeah. Okay, let her go. Sharon, she's still in the private room, so. You got another mic, or go ahead.
Oh, I also like to let everybody know I got the 2012 DVD compilation for 2012, all the tracks that we went to from Houston to Red Line, to North Star, everything in Dallas, and didn't get to make it to Mississippi, none of those, any of those out-of-town races and everything, but I got a 2-hour and 10-minute DVD of all the races that happened up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Houston. For $20, let me know. You can hit me on JSchaefer16 on YouTube, or you can give me a call. If anybody wants that information, let Tom McDowell know. I'm sure he can get at me. Just want to let everybody know that.
Yeah, and if you can't find him on YouTube, if you missed that and you forgot what he said, you can always log on AtomicDogsDragRacing.com, go to my video page, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you will see it. Jay Schaefer got a tab on that page, and you can just look at it from there, and they got every video that Jay Schaefer put up. It's on Atomic Dog Drag Racing links page under the videos. Just go to his tab, and you can see all the videos he got up there.
Tracy, we've got both Eric and Big Jake on the line.
Okay, well, let's see what Eric and Jake have to say.
I just want to make sure this is definitely going to be a race. I want to make sure this is definitely going to be a race. I want to make it official.
Shit, as far as I was concerned, I thought it already was.
I know Atomic Dog's putting a race on out there.
I seen him
this weekend. He told me it's his show. Calling it his show. Let's make it official.
Since we live, and Eric, you did mention to me, you don't know who this guy is. You just know about what y'all post on the internet. I saw it on the Grudge Racer board. And Jake, you know, same thing. Y'all saying that it's official. Okay. Just while we're on the radio, and anything that you say on the radio and you agree to, you can always go back and listen to it. If for some reason you come to a track or something happened and you say, no, you didn't say that, do y'all guys want to repeat what y'all agreed on? But that way it will be recorded, and I will write it down. And if we have the track and there's a problem, we can pull up Blog Talk Atomic Dog Show on this date and listen to it. And so there will be no misunderstanding, because y'all do not know each other other than what y'all post on the internet. Is that fair for y'all?
Fair for me.
Okay, so we're going to let y'all talk. Y'all run down what y'all stipulation is on your race, so everybody on here and y'all know it's recorded and can hear what's being said about what y'all agreement is.
Go ahead, say what you claim, Jake.
As far as my concern, is small block, 28s, no wheelie bars.
Small block nitrous, 28 wheelie bars.
Right.
Well, I know you don't show up there with my small block turbo car.
No, I don't know nothing about any of that. We can go track rules, flip for lanes when we get there.
That's fine. I want to make this show right, guys. I'm telling you right now, all the people listening to Florida, I'm bringing three cars. I'm going to make this show good. You know, as good as I can. I want to come out there and get some races.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a car for every car you bring. I'm sure there's a race for every one of them.
Tell them what all you're bringing, Jake, in case you want to get them cars locked in.
I'm bringing a small 1994 Camaro, which Atomic Dog, you've seen me. I raced that twice this past weekend in Mississippi. It's a 94 Camaro, 23-degree headed small block, full body car, you know, power windows, whole nine yards, on 28s, one kit. Bringing the Cutlass that I'm running Jake with, you know, small block, one kit on 28, full body car, power windows, whole nine yards, and I'm bringing a Mustang, small block, full body car, power windows, everything, on 28, no wheelie bars on anything.
Okay, so, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you know, me and you locked in with that Cutlass. But as far as those other races, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of other cars that would fit perfectly to sit next to you in those other two.
Like I said, we want to come out there. We ain't never been to Texas before. We want to come out there and show you guys that we'll travel and race.
Okay,
you and Eric,
what is y'all stipulation on what y'all running for and what time y'all want to get in the lanes?
It was 1,000 on 3,000 or better.
Oh, yeah. And he said he wanted to race, you know, well, we both agreed to race before dark.
Yep.
Okay, well, before dark, that's a gray area. That's a gray area. We went through that problem before with a race down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, with Tree Man and Bullet. Give me a time, and if you don't want to be specific, just say, okay, it'll be April. Just say, hey, we raced before 8 o'clock, or we raced before 7 o'clock. Give me something so I know it before a certain time.
What time does it get dark there?
We're in daylight saving time now, so y'all come to agreement. Jake, I'm going to let you make the call. You know what daylight saving time is here. What do you want to say, by 8:30?
By 9.
By nine,
that's fine. Yeah, my biggest concern is I don't know the track. I don't know the area. I don't know, you know, when the track, if there's a chance for a track to be unsafe. So if we do it by 9 o'clock, I know the track's got to be safe.
Yeah, the track will be fine.
Okay, yeah. By 9 p.m.
That's fine.
That works.
I agree.
Okay, 103 by 9 p.m., track rules.
Yeah, you wrote down as far as what he said, how his car sit. And, you know, mine sit on 28s and small block nitrous.
He said he's small block nitrous on, he got a cousin, small block nitrous on 28s.
Correct.
That's correct. Now, do we want to put anything in there, Jake, in case something happens before, like, if, God forbid, if either one of us wrecked the cars before we came there?
Right. I mean, if you wrecked the car, I don't want your money. If you wrecked the car,
I
don't want your money.
And I feel the same way.
So if anybody, y'all just saying wreck, or y'all saying break, or y'all saying just wreck? Just clarification.
If we kill, you know, if we destroy the cars, you know, the car's not repairable before then, you know.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I ain't worried about if I hurt an engine or anything. I'll have an engine fixed by then. But if, you know, one of us wrecked, God forbid, but if one of us did, you know, it'd be kind of hard to pay out money with a wrecked car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I'm cool with that.
We do race a lot. I'm going to try to get about 5 or 6 races this weekend in Georgia. So, all right. Well, that's good. Official, and I'm excited about coming to this race.
Okay, y'all got it. I'm just trying to help y'all out here. Do y'all have, or do y'all want, I'm going to say get one, a designated BP person?
I don't know anybody there, you know. I can give the money to Tony Bynes or something. I don't know anybody there in Texas. So, however you want to do it, Jake.
It's really on you. It doesn't matter to me. Enough people around there know you. As far as I'm concerned,
Tony and all them know me on my word, so.
Yeah. Well, I ain't got no reason to doubt you without no.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about this? Just to help y'all out. When y'all come to the gate, come to me and let me know that y'all both there. And y'all want to put y'all DP money up, whoever y'all agree on, just so I know that this race is what it is. Because
when we get there, we'll give you the money.
I'll give you the money when I come to the gate.
Okay, Jake, you agree on that too?
That's fine.
Okay. Just trying to get some clarification, get some understanding. We want it to happen. We want people to have a lot of fun, and we want to have less controversy as possible.
Yeah, okay? Well, it works.
Yep. Works for me.
Okay.
Okay,
man. Go ahead.
Give me Atomic Dog. I want to have you give me a call sometime after your sometime this week. Give me a call.
Okay, Eric. I'll give you a call. Okay, Jay,
right,
you got anything else?
Nah, Eric, you can put down how those cars sit, and I'm sure you should be able to find the race for that day for the rest of the
cars. All three of the cars pretty much sit the same, small block, nitrous on 28 stock suspension, no wheelie bars.
Yeah, but they put your car in black Camaro.
Black Camaro, yeah. A 94
yeah. Camaro. Yeah, 94
Camaro.
Yeah. Matter of fact, let me just say this. Correct me if I'm wrong. You the Camaro, y'all end up running, y'all run a car in Houston this weekend, didn't y'all?
Yeah, we run a car from Houston, yeah, Mustang.
Y'all,
like a great
Mustang. Blind Eye Killer. Y'all ran Blind Eye Killer them this weekend.
Yeah, we raced at Fairmont, too, or Fairmont, or whatever they call that thing.
Yeah, Fairmont, yeah. Okay,
Dion,
guys.
Your mic is open. Dion, your mic is open.
Go on,
Dion. Period.
Yeah, I'm the owner of that Blind Eye Killer. I want them like $1,000 or $2,000, you know, $5,000, $3,000, whatever. I'm gonna want to do it again. My driver said he talked to you about it. Well, I confirm it. I can get my money to Tracy tomorrow or whatever. You gotta race
for
sure. What
car are we talking about?
You got to own the Mustang.
You don't want the Mustang?
Yeah. What you
race it? Yeah, you want to race it again? Yes. Oh yeah, most definitely. When you do the same thing, $1,000 on $3,000. Oh, I can be mine to Tracy tomorrow, or whatever. I like to lock mine, but I like to get paid if somebody don't show or whatever be the case. That's fine. I'm fine with that. We can. Tracy calls me tomorrow. I'll get his information. We'll mail him a cashier's check.
So once y'all
all
right. y'all can set your stipulation down.
We'll do it again, just like we did in Mississippi. You got to wait. I'll be setting the same. We're good to go. We'll do the same thing. We'll do it the same thing by 9 o'clock. We can do it at 6 o'clock. You get me first.
You can't do both of them by 9.
I'll get you first. I don't care. We can do it at 6. 6 for 7. No later than 7.
Give me a time.
We can do it by... What time is the show start?
I'm going on. We're going to open the gate around 10 or 11 o'clock, so we're going to jump off. We ain't going to wait till the end of the day. We're going to be racing around no later than 1 o'clock. We're going to be going down track trying to put
let's do it by 2 o'clock. I can't say my driver be there too, but I can say he might. But you say 6 o'clock, we for sure. We can say before 6. I know he'll be there. We can be
that's
two.
Fine.
I mean,
you
be there
like
be
great. That's fun.
Before 6? Is it before 6?
Yeah, we can do it from 2 to 6.
Five.
Whatever time we make it there.
Okay. Just say 5, 6 o'clock, Dion. Just say 5, 6 o'clock. That way it has to be done by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right. We'll
that's
do it. That's a race, though. I'm guaranteed 2 races. So I appreciate you guys giving me some action for coming all the way out there. And like I said, Tracy, call me tomorrow and give me your address. And
okay.
We'll mail you a cashier's check. And you can cash it, sold in cash.
Okay. I won't cash it until Gary comes to
the race. Or you can hold the cashier's check.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
I'll bring the cash when we come there. Either way, you want to do it.
Okay, I have you. Oh, no problem. Okay, so it's Dion and Eric, Black Camaro against the Mustang, by 6 o'clock.
We race the same way. We both ran 23-degree motors and the single.
I hear y'all saying the same way. I don't know how y'all got it in Atlanta.
We both know how it was.
Well, Dion, I heard him say something. You know, what y'all saying? I heard him say something about motors, so
I got a 23-degree small block on one kit on 28. I don't know how many kits he had, but he was on 28, so I don't care how many kits he has.
So as long as he's on 28.
Yeah, small block on 28.
They don't
have. Anyway, we raced last time.
Y'all keep saying last time. I'm just telling y'all. I don't know what that was. So I can't honor something that I exactly don't know. I know you said you don't care as long as you're on 28.
Yeah, 28, no ball. Ball lot nitrous on 28 is what I call them.
Nitrous on 28. No balls? Y'all say no balls?
No
yeah,
bars.
No balls.
Yep.
I'm agreeing.
You agree? Yeah.
Yeah,
you agree, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Tracy, when
y'all
you call me tomorrow, I'm gonna go ahead and send money. I'm gonna go ahead and send you $2,000, and you can hold it for both races for me. Okay.
Okay. No problem. No problem.
And
okay,
I see you mind tomorrow too, for you.
Okay. No problem.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Well, I'm good with it. I'm with my daughter. I'm on my way home from her soccer. Got about a half an hour drive, so I'm going to start with her. And I appreciate you guys giving me the time and giving me the races.
Okay, man. No problem, man.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Okay. We got this going. Okay. Hey, man. Anybody else got another hand up there? What we got?
Tracy, my screen froze on me. Open Tony Thorne's mic.
Tony Thorne, okay, just hold on. We got Tony Thorne here. Let me look down here and find it. Tony Thorne, where in the hell? Oh, I saw his name a while ago.
The 972 number.
972. Did he fall off?
7937.
I got him right there. 972-7937. What's up, Tony?
I was just hanging out, listening to all the good old gossip.
What's on your mind?
That guy come down here from Florida. Is he only raced my block against my block?
Man, I wish I could have got you in. He just dropped off. He said he would have thought he just dropped off. I ain't got no problem. We can get him back on. You want to ask him?
Yeah. If he'll run any 28-inch tall tire or no wheelie bars, I'll run him with my black car.
Well, let's see. Sharon, you back? Are you calling?
My screen is still acting up, Tracy, but one suggestion, when you call him tomorrow, you can get Tony on the line.
I Tony, what I do is I got to call him tomorrow, and I get in touch with you, and you know, we can talk about it and see what CVM comes come to, because you know, he said he's bringing, I think, 3-4 calls, so we'll see, can we line you up some with it. What else on your mind, Tony?
I just got off work. Really just got on your show about 15 minutes ago. Been busy all night. Still looking for some races for Jack on Hand's cars. Looking for some locked-in races for my black car. Haven't heard from the 901 boys since the night they got on here and didn't know what car they owned.
Hey, just to let you know, I don't know if you know or not, 901 boy kind of whooped some ass yesterday down at Hollow Springs. You hear about that?
Now, they must have raced somebody slow.
Well, he raced a guy out of Chi-Town. They raced, matter of fact, they raced a guy out of Alabama, which is CC there with a Mustang, and they raced supposedly a bad boy, which is Donye. Donye is out of Chicago. And they raced him. They had two good races yesterday. So you want me to try to see if we can get him as soon as get up.
They want to lock a 901 car in with my black car any day, any race, your race, Denton race, ever race. I don't care.
Okay, I'll see if we can get him. Okay, hold on. Don't hang up, Tony. I'm going to see if we can get him. Take a bell. Somebody's on there ready to race. You push the one button. I think Tinkerbell is on there. Push the one button. You want to holler at him. I might just got a text like they're ready to race Tinkerbell. I'm sticking up. I text old Whit right quick and see what he want to do.
I will, Tracy, give me a minute, and I'll try to get my screen back up, but I think you've got Undertaker with his hand up.
Is that Undertaker? Go ahead. Undertaker. I'm trying to see what Undertaker. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. See what he got to take.
Hello.
832-2534. What you got?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right, Undertaker. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready to get this marriage started.
You looking for Tinker Bell?
Yes, sir. I want to be the first one down the track, straight off the trailer. Is he ready?
Hold on. He's on here, and I'm going to open his mic up. Tinker Bell. Tinker.
What's up, Tracy?
Undertaker looking for you, man.
Tinker Bell.
Undertaker, what's on your mind? Tinker Bell.
We ain't going to do all that hollering going on. You know what we talked about.
You want to lock it in? What's up?
The little money we're going to run for, we can put that up when we get there. But I just want to get something understood. I want to get something understood. Me and you, straight off the trailer, we're going to start the show.
I guess we can open that'd be something good.
Yeah, we ain't got to worry about no time because we're going to be the first one.
Yeah, let's be the opening act. The opening act for the Atomic Dog. I think that'd be nice.
Okay, you on motor? You on motor, me on gas, right?
You asked for a whole lot. You just said you were opening act. Now, look here. You called me, so I assumed that you want to do an opening act.
Yes, sir. Well, we agreed on that last year. We agreed on that last year.
Listen.
Okay, come on, talk to me.
You always wanted that off-the-trailer stuff, so I'm going to give you that.
Mm-hmm.
On the opening act. We're going to be the first race of that day. Me and you, off the trailer.
No shakedown, no nothing.
No shake. Oh, we're going to roll them off the trailer. We can bag the trailer up to the start line and put them right there if you want to.
That'll work.
So me and you, off the trailer. Write that down, Tracy.
All right. He's saying you. What does he mean by you, King? You understand what
I'm a driver. I'm a driver. Off the trailer.
King of drive.
That's what he can do.
So you want me You on the gas?
How much are y'all bread on? I know y'all said it's okay to put it up that day. What are y'all running for?
500 is my limit. 500 is the limit.
Okay, 500.
500, okay. No punk out, just a straight 500. What are y'all saying?
Yeah, straight 500. That little bit of money, yeah, we had that at the track.
Okay, so if nobody raised, then y'all just don't race.
Do what?
We doing it.
Oh, y'all, listen, let me help you out. Y'all saying y'all racing 500, so if nobody want to race, then y'all just going to argue and say,
No.
105, 205, I'm just trying to make some sense out of the process. How much?
205, Trace.
Undertaker, is that fair with you?
205, yeah, that's fair.
205. Now, y'all said first race, so no time. Yeah, I mean, y'all need to fill time for first race, and it ain't the first race, so.
Hey, when the lane's open, let's do it.
We're not going to fill no time, but yeah, okay.
I say when the lane's open, I tell you what, make it high noon. Make it high noon.
All right. The track might not be ready. Hold on. We're going to open the gates around that time. The track might not be ready. Won't y'all just say 3 o'clock?
What time the gates open?
We're going to try to have the gates open around 11 or 12. But I'm just saying, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock to make sure the track be ready.
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
I know. Everything is your way, man. I know.
Wait a minute now. Let's get this straight. You on motor, me on gas, right?
I'm running you high branded. They sell gas, I bought some gas. There you go. I'm already getting you off the trailer.
Okay, turn that shit on. Turn everything on. Now, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Turn everything on. 2 o'clock.
Let me get a stipulation. You want off the trailer. Okay, that's your stipulation. Now I want 3 o'clock for my stipulation. Come on now. Meet me halfway.
Flip a lane choice.
Oh, God damn, man, this dude here, man.
You ain't gonna get everything now. You ain't gonna get everything. You're gonna flip for the lane.
Okay, give me 2 o'clock and I get lane choice then. 2 o'clock and I get lane choice. How about that?
You got that.
Okay, that's bad.
You got that.
Okay, so read back what you got, Tracy.
Right now, what I got Taker versus Undertaker, off the trailer, Taker Drive, 2-on-5, and I don't have a time. Right now.
And I got lane choice. And I got lane choice.
Time is 2 o'clock.
Okay, the time is 2 p.m. Taker got lane choice. And you said it don't matter if Taker can spray.
Yeah.
Turn all that shit on.
All of it. He said all of it.
One kid on one kid.
When you said all of it, now you said one-on-one.
One kid on one kid.
Okay, now so I'm just...
I ain't gonna hang myself. I'm just about getting...
You already hanging yourself.
Come back and say one kid. That kind of spooky for right, though.
One kid on one kid.
Okay, you agree on that, Tinker?
One kid on one kid?
That's what he's agreeing. That's what he's saying. I'm just asking you to agree on that.
I don't know how many kids I got on that car. I'm just gonna spray.
One kid on one kid
is what I'm gonna get there with.
Well,
one kid on one kid. Damn, man, you get a little truck. You don't want your name written in stone. That's what that is. You gonna be the first one on that list. You know that, don't you?
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. That's fine.
One kid on one kid then.
I'm going to give you everything.
A little money, man. We're going to sit up in the stand and eat popcorn together after I get through.
Okay. If you want one kid, if that's what it takes to get you out there, I'm going to give you that one kid. That's bad.
Okay. Now,
I see
what
you got everything your way.
Take a drive, 2-on-5, by 2 p.m., one kid on one kid.
That's right. That's it.
Y'all got a BP name?
Yeah, you gonna be.
It
don't matter who y'all get to.
Lisa Shywell.
Okay.
You know she gonna be in the center of everything anyway.
Okay, you go with that thing, all right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Y'all get that? Y'all see Lisa?
You my first victim. I'm so proud.
Well, I'm gonna put your name in stone. You know that, don't you?
Yes, Lord.
Ain't no bagging out now.
No. And there's one more out there. But, you know, it's going to be a different type thing with him. And he know who I'm talking about.
Who is that?
Old Cavalcade, that old truck. But really, I can't wait. What day is this gonna be on? It's your race, right, Trace?
April 6th, HMP.
Yes, Lord.
All right, Undertaker. I look forward to seeing you. And what about the break rule? What about the break rule? Just case a week or 2 weeks for the race or something, man. We gotta do something just case something, you know, come up.
You said I let you say it.
Yeah, just old break rule or something, 2 weeks for the race or something.
Okay. Well, what is it? No
pay,
no nothing.
Race, yeah.
Okay.
What
are you saying?
If you break, no nothing before the race. You know, 2 weeks before, you got to call in 2 weeks for the race. If you break.
Okay.
I'm going to really get busy now.
I want you to.
Since I can't get old Larry Dean out of Elgin, Texas. Kimmy, I know his nephew Squeaky on the phone.
Hey, Tracy.
Huh?
Shine his shoes for him, because he going to need them.
Yes, Lord.
He going to need them.
Hey, he in the saddle, man. He in the saddle. I mean, you know.
That's what I want. That's what I want. And then I'm gonna run him all the way to Dallas. I'm gonna follow him to Dallas too.
I hear you. Hey man, we run, is he got another hand up? I couldn't get Witt on the phone right now, but I'll try to catch him tomorrow. He ain't answering right now, but we got another hand up, we'll get
there. Y'all be good.
Hey, I'm Undertaker.
Come on, talk to me.
Hey, I might be barbecuing down there, so you don't feel, you know, you come on and get a little something after the race.
Look here, man, my hospitality tent is always open for you, Tommy Dog, Miss Sharon, Alec Cat, all of them. They know me.
Hey, you want? Hey, what about on the gap? You want to pay something extra on the gap?
I'm going to save you some money right there, dog.
Say, the gap pay double. How about that?
No, sir. I got you where I want you. Just stay right there.
Say, nah, friend, let's pay something extra, man, because I'm going to really get at this, man. The gap pay double. How about that?
I tell you what, no break rule. Let's do that. No break rule.
No off the trailer rule, then. How about that?
Oh, that boy, you scared.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm giving you your raise. Give me my raise.
I know you scared. Man, we already locked in. We're going to go with what Tracy got wrote down.
The break rule. But the gap pay double.
No, sir.
Daylight pay double.
Like it is, Tracy. Y'all have a good night. I got to get some rest because I got to get out of California.
Don't call me no more than 8 or 6.
Boy, I'm going to call you in the morning. Matter of fact, I'm going to call you when this show is over.
That's a real race, man. We not playing. This is a real race.
I already know.
Y'all locked in.
Miss Shotwell, she out there, Tracy?
I think she fell off. She got back on. But y'all locked in, man. So I got it written down. Y'all locked in, and that's going down April 6th. Hey, we running up out of time. We're going to be losing some internet listeners here in a couple of minutes. So, hey, you know me. I like to give everybody a chance to do a final comment, and we're going to get out of here. And, hey, go ahead, Ms. Sharon, and we can do the last comment, final comment.
You've got two more mics or hands up,
okay,
Tracy.
Okay, hey, get them on right quick. Go ahead,
First, Elvis, your mic is open.
Hey, this is King Elvis out of Houston. Out of Undertaker and Tinker, can I have a loser for $250? And y'all give me the back tire to move with no gas because I got a brand new car and we don't know what it's going to do.
Just be there. That's all I can say.
Tinker, you might want to answer that, Tinker. You might want to answer that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right because I know it's
going to
be.
I'll take the loser. And y'all
give
me no gas because I don't have no gas.
Time to take
it.
I think that's going over Tinker's head, Undertaker.
you sure right, Miss Sharon. I forgot he's a little sharp fella.
Hey, I take the loser, no gas, you give me the back time to move for $250. That way if the loser you might get a little money back from whoever win out of Undertaker and Tinker.
I tell you what, Mr. Elvis, with that brand new car you got, I don't know what kind of suspension you got, but I turn the gas off and try your head up. How about that?
You know what? I'm stock suspension. I'm stock suspension. You know what I got.
Okay, well, let's do a head up. As soon as I get through with Tinkerbell, I run you head up.
I back time to move because you know
No, man.
Hey,
Tinkerbell.
It's a
Tinkerbell, take care of the lightweight. I'm gone. Y'all yourself good night.
Okay, let's go to the next
caller.
Lisa,
your mic is open.
Hey, who was that asking for Shotwell? I'm on the line.
That was Tinkerbell.
Oh, he gone?
Tinker.
He probably signed it out, too. Well, Trace, I didn't get a chance to tell you congratulations on your win.
Miss Lisa.
Huh?
Miss Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Miss Lisa?
Yes.
This Undertaker, a.k.a. Bass.
Hey, Undertaker.
You are going to be the VP for the first race going down the track. So I myself am going to bring you a little knot of cash and some little sharp fella. He's going to walk up to you. You might not even see him. But he gonna hit you on your kneecaps to get you some money.
All right, you got it. I got it. Win or take it. Y'all got your rules set before you come to the line, right?
Hey, Tracy, give me a tinker. We're going to track rules.
Let me tell you what it is right now, what they agreed on. Tinker and Undertaker with Tinker driving, okay, they lock in $200 on $500. They got a race by 2 p.m. One kit on one kit, and you the DP. That's the deal again. They got a 2-week break rule. If anyone of them break 2 weeks before that race, nobody pays.
Okay.
Lisa, okay. You can always go back and listen to this show. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have it written down, you can always go back and pull the show up, and you can, you know, get the the lock-in rules from it.
I will do. I'll be looking forward to that race.
Tracy, you got one more hand up.
Okay, good.
TJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Lisa, and thanks a lot, Tom McDonald, for putting me in, man. Great show you're having. I wanted to try to say something to Underdog and Elvis Collins. You know, I heard Underdog bagging out of that one little last thing that the guy asked for. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Love Reggie Bass. He's one of my best friends, you know what I'm saying? But every racer cannot win the race. And, Mr. Elvis, back tie in the move? Sound like you're very confident.
I know somebody got a red got a red GTO. If you there for the six, then you can do something.
I got a little old street car, man. That thing just pretty. That's all it is. Got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some of this and none of that.
I tell you what I do, because I got a brand new car.
Okay.
I do your head up for $200. I don't know what my car gonna do, and it's stock suspension. $200 head up on the six. I don't have a lot of money put on a car. I don't know what it's gonna do yet.
You in the 7-0 class, man? I'm just gonna take some cool footage of you. I promise, when I sell the DVD, at least you'll know about it.
200, head up.
I offered you 500 punk out money 2 weeks ago to do it at H&P Sunday. And let me get it. Let me see what you said. Oh, you was going out of town. Oh, that's right. You was out of town, and you couldn't do it. But you see, you want to do it on your terms, but you don't want to do it on my terms.
Okay, let's get this straight. The track was closed on the day that was going down. That was the Super Bowl. So neither one of us could have raced. So what is your point?
Well, I vowed to come back the very next Sunday. And what happened then?
Just like I am right now, I'm out of town. How can I run? How can I lock up?
You know what? I cannot win for losing, bro. You know, that's what it sounds like to me. I can't, no matter what I say, I'm going to lose this battle against Mr. Elvis. You got them blue suede shoes on, by the way?
You can make all the fun you want on this radio, but it's simple as this. If I'm out of town, I can't race you. So you can put up all the money you want to. If I'm not there, I can't race you. Mm. That's a way of you being scared. On the six, you got a head up race.
So what do you call somebody when they ask for the back tire to move?
Not Reginald Bass. You're not Reginald Bass.
Yeah.
Head up, $100.
How about you give me the back tire to move? How about I do some punk out stuff?
That ain't work.
Oh, it ain't gonna work. Now you scared of that little red GTO? You know it's just pretty. It's just a pretty car. It's just a pretty car with custom heads on it. A whole bunch of this, a whole bunch of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. None of this and none of that.
I'm scared.
I know. This is your only outlet to come on Tom McDonald's page and make it sound like you're big boy. You're the big boy now. You're the big boy. You ain't got your belly overlapping your belt. You're the big boy. You know what I mean?
On the 6, you get it for 500 head up.
Hey, let me ask you, is this dialogue we having right now, is this called grudge? Are we grudging right now?
500 head up on the 6.
I offered you a $500 race. You dig what I'm saying? I offered you that. And then this is what you told me. Let me get the back tie to move. Okay. No, no back tie to move. Let's do it head up. Oh, I'm going to be out of town. It seems to me like you got a lot of excuses. Elvis? Has Elvis left the building? Has Elvis left the building? Have you left the building yet? Let me know when you leave the building. Let me know when you got them blue suede shoes on and you left the building. Are we grudging? Is this called grudge? I think this is grudging. Thank you for letting me into your grudge world. I must be in your head, bro. Am I in your head? Do I bother you? Do I make you sweat? I'll see your ass at HMP Sunday. Bring that raggedy ass piece of shit up there, and I'll be there. How about that? Oh. Oh. I think Elvis has left the building. Atomic Dog, thank you for letting me come to your show. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Hey, man, okay, I guess you got to catch him another time. We got some time in between here and now. So we come up on that hour with you. And so if we have no other callers, Sharon, if we have no other callers, we're going to get out of here. You got any other hands?
You don't have any other hands up, Tracy.
Okay, man, we're coming up on an hour. You know I like to not hold people too long, so we're up on that hour, 9 o'clock. We're on the internet listeners done fell off. So it's 9 o'clock, so, man, until then, man, we're going to keep on trying to lock them in. Hey, you lock them in for March. You lock them in for April. We're going to try to make some action going down 2013. Don't y'all forget, y'all can go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com and look at those calendars and place your order. Hey, man, want to thank Grudge, Inc. for giving us this opportunity to put these shows on. And remember, it's all about Grudge. It's all about having fun. It's all about making action. Hey, 2013, we're going to aim to shoot to support each and everybody's race. And we want to just try to give the fans something to see in 2013. Until then, good night.
Tracy.
See y'all next week. Hold on.
Tracy, you had one more hand pop up. Hold on just a second.
Okay, well, go ahead. Hey, well, hold on. We want to try to get him in before we get out of here.
832-9010. Your mic is open.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Eric called about locking in a 23-degree headed small block race.
Yeah.
Small block on 28.
Yeah, small block on 28. Yeah, who we got? Who am I speaking with?
Yeah. Call Hillbilly Thomas.
Okay.
Call Hillbilly. They want to lock in with him.
We after 9 o'clock, so I'm going to have to call him. I can't make no more calls after 9 o'clock. I'm going to call Hillbilly after the show go off, and I'll try to see if I can get Eric on the phone, and we can take from there. Okay, just tell Hillbilly. I'm going to give him a call.
Yeah, I'll let him know because they want to lock in. If he got 23, 28, no bars, they want him.
Okay. Well, I'll call you after the show.
All right. Thanks, Tracy.
Okay, man.
Late.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, guys. Okay. All right, guys, man. Well, enjoy the show. Appreciate you coming in. Just want to try to make some sense out of the nonsense when some of this confusion come up with these cars hitting the wall or crossing the center line. We want to try to keep it clean. We want to have fun. We want to be safe. We want to keep some of the controversy down. It's all about grudge racing, man. Hey, keep locking these races in. Keep supporting these races. 2013. Until then, hey, man, we're going to get out of here. See y'all next week.